Hi, I was actually wondering what the, well, this might be a bit early. I was wondering what Peter's stance was on an announcement that came out yesterday.
Okay, is that in regards to the vaccine passport requirements?
Yes, that would be it.
Yeah, so as it stands, MLA Milabar and our office are working to get further details into this issue and trying to find out exactly how it's going. So right now, there's not really any way that we can look at it other than the fact that we're looking into it to get more information.
Well, I actually had a talk with the BC Public Health Office yesterday, and they told me flat out, we're having no exemptions in this. Not for health reasons, not for religious. It doesn't matter that these vaccines aren't actually approved, they're interim authorized, which is completely different. So basically, and this is no misunderstanding, I did check it out. A big part of people's livelihood will be shut off unless they get these. So I guess, and I guess my question, given the last time I talked to Peter, he's seemed uninterested. Will the BC Liberals actually oppose this?
Yeah, and like I said, we are looking into it, and we want to get all the information to make sure that we fully understand the situation at hand.
Okay, do you have any idea when you would have an answer?
No, at this time I don't. Like I continue to say, we want to make sure that we're getting a full picture of this.
Well, the order itself is available online. Like, it's, to me, it looks pretty cut and dry, so I'm not quite sure what extra information you would need.
Yeah, well, there's other things that need to come out of it, and there's questions that we need to be asking government for clarification on certain things, so that would be the additional information that we're looking for.
Well, what other information? I could find it out probably faster.
We have our own means of finding out this information, and we certainly appreciate that. But it's not just up to MLA Milabar, it's up to the entire opposition caucus, as well as our office, to make sure that we understand the full extent of this.
Look, I'm gonna be completely blunt with you. When I talked to Peter back in May, this idea to do with like various travel restrictions and whatnot, the impression I got when he talked on Zoom is he couldn't be bothered. He flat out told me, "I'm not going to bring your concerns up at the legislature." So I'm wondering, will this be more of the same?
Okay, sorry, when did you meet with MLA Milabar, and what was the meeting regarding?
I believe it was May 14th, and it was. I was curious what, if anything, the BC Liberals were actually going to do to challenge all these various martial law measures that John Horgan and Bonnie Henry had imposed. And Peter's response is, well, we nominated Bonnie in the first place, so we support her.
Okay.
He said, he flat out sounded like he couldn't be bothered. That was the attitude I got from him. And now with this whole thing, like vaccine passports for restaurants, for gyms, for I think shopping malls when they're and a whole host of quote unquote non-essential things. Well, and not only till January 31st of next year, it's written right into this order. We can extend it even further, which we all know is coming. So I don't think I should be forced to take experimental poison just to go live my life. And what I'm really hoping to find out is, does your party actually oppose any of this, or is it we can't be bothered?
And I'll give you a call back when we have further information, okay?
Well, like I said, I'm really hoping there is something. Otherwise, like if there's, I mean, I'm not trying to take this out on you. Please don't take it that way. But I'm a little frustrated that my own MLA has no interest in bringing my concerns up, which I think is quite reasonable.
No, absolutely. I understand that. Like I said, I'll we'll certainly look into